CBA Mobile.
For CBA, KF4NXY, David.
KF4NXY, KB4CBA, good afternoon. How are you doing today?
It's been a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I think this weather's supposed to be like this for about a good solid week, so been having a great day.
Well, it has been a really beautiful day. I'm going to go play some tennis. I had been on a tennis court in a week and a half, which is unusual for me, so try to get out there and see what my right knee can endure. And we have new windows put in our house today.
I thought you were having some trouble with your knee. As far as being able to play tennis as much as you'd like. You drive a Mustang, don't you?
I have a 2012 GT, and I really enjoy it. Six-speed manual, and it's just a lot of fun.
Just working that clutch, body and knee, or is it the left knee or the right knee?
It's the right knee, so pushing the clutch in isn't a problem. stepping on the gas really isn't any big deal. And it's been doing better. I've just been playing too much tennis. I've been playing 6-7 times a week, and I've just been pushing it too hard. I'm gonna have to back off and about cut that in half, I guess. And I think I'll be fine, because the doctor said the next thing is a knee replacement, and he says you're really not ready for that yet.
Sitting around way too much for the last few years, and then put on a little old pot belly, and I kind of want to lose it because I think that's a big contributor to my diabetes. If I can get rid of some of this fat off my gut, then the sugar issue wouldn't be so bad.
I said somewhere where they said if you are I just turned 50, I think. They said if you were over 50 and more than 20 pounds overweight, you were susceptible to developing diabetes. And I just thought to myself, man, I fit in that category. And it was about that time that I was having to go up a pant size from 38 to 40, and I said, I'm just not going to do that. I went on a diet, and that's been about 20 years ago.
I'm going to have to get a lot more serious about my diet and burn more calories. You've got to burn more calories than you take in, or don't lose weight. But anyway, so what's on the agenda for the rest of the week? Still be playing tennis, or do you do any of the flying, the drones and that kind of stuff, or are you pretty much into the tennis?
Well, RC airplanes. I've got one electric, it's a trainer, and I've got a one that burns nitromethane, and I'm kind of old school. I like to hear the noise, smell that fuel burning. But I need to do a few things to that one to get it in the air. And but it doesn't need a whole lot. It just needs some attention.
Where do y'all, you know, get together to fly at? What you know, I guess you use a field or something somewhere.
There's a club, and I don't remember the name of it, but it's up somewhere near where Steve lives, WN4, VFW. Oh, God, I can't think of Steve's call. Anyway, up near his house, and I would need to join a club to, you know, to fly there, and then you have to buy insurance as well. So, and those are two other things that I need to do.
I think I heard them, you know, kind of talking. You know, I was inquiring, and you know, yeah, there's a few things you need to do to you know, to take care of that. But it's does Steve live up off Highway 11, or is that Chad around Campobello?
Steve lives up off of Highway 101. I can't remember the name of the road that he lives on. He's got about 8 acres up there. It's really nice. It's got a nice place. And he's got a big old building, a garage, I guess you'd call it, but it's a huge building, and he's got a nice car lift in it, and I'm really envious of his place, because, you know, he's got the tower and the beam and all that, and I live in a HOA, so I can't have that.
Yeah, I'm out here in the country myself, and got right at 6 acres and don't have that much of it cleared off, but yeah, no HOA. I've got me a little antenna farm going, and I usually have a new antenna sprout up about this time of the year every year, so got several of them out there around the house.
I've got a Carolina Wyndham up in the trees in the backyard, and you can't really see it, so it's hidden away really well, and it does a great job on HF. I'm really pleased with it, I'm having to do a little bit of work to it, but once I finish that, it'll be in great shape.
The guy for HF does pretty good, and doesn't do as good on 75 meters as I'd like, but I mostly listen in on, you know, in that area. I don't really talk that much. Well, I imagine you're getting closer to where you're going to be playing tennis, and I got a few things to do to help the lady of the house get supper ready. So you have a good afternoon and have a good game, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4 and XY, I'll be clear on your final.
Well, good to talk with you, and enjoy the rest of your evening. And it sure is nice out here. Yeah, I'm almost at the intersection of Pelham and Haywood Road here at the top of the hill. So I'm about 5 minutes away from my destination, I guess, depending on traffic. But anyway, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73 is KB4 CPA Mobile.